But I want to do this in a way that will lay a foundation for the rest of this study, that will lay a foundation for all of our understanding of what we can glean from this superbook. And in the process, I will be translating, if you like, translating so that what we read on the page is more meaningful and is more applicable to our Juice Plus business, because there are lots of similarities. We can certainly learn from the book, but there's some translation needed because we are different, blissfully, beautifully different. So here we go. GoPro, 7 steps to becoming a Juice Plus professional. So yes, we've taken liberties with the title. Not network marketing, but Juice Plus professional by Eric Worre. Eric is awesome. So the introduction. And as I go through this, you will hear a lot of Eric's words, and then often you'll hear my words, both interjected into what he wrote, but also translating what he wrote. So the other thing you'll learn, especially in this introduction, is the similarities between my first 3 years and Eric Worre's first 3 years are quite remarkable, which really did help to bring this home as something that we can use. So these are Eric's words to begin with. When I got started, I treated my business like most people do, which is to say, I didn't treat it like a business at all. Okay? That's kind of true of me too. But let me say at this point, for the majority of Juice Plus reps, certainly in the first days, weeks, months, for some even years, not treating the business like a business, it's okay. It's absolutely okay. Because for you or for them, it's not yet a business. So when Eric got in to his first business, which actually was NSA, was this company, about 26 years ago. He made some phone calls. He hoped his timing and positioning was enough for him to get lucky and make a few bucks. Well, as we read in the introduction, he did, but at the end of 3 years, he was more than discouraged. In fact, he'd almost lost hope. So Jenny and I had a very similar experience, although it was, frankly, a very different experience in the sense that we really didn't have any success at all in that first 3 years. Well, I shouldn't say any. Not much success. Certainly not as much as Eric. I think he made a lot more money in his first 3 years than we did. But here's the similarity. Eric and I, you know, Jenny was much wiser than me, but that's another story for another time. But Eric Worre and Mick Daly both reached the same conclusion at about the same time, that it wasn't working because we weren't working. Don't get me wrong. Jenny and I worked very, very hard, but we didn't really see much in the way of results because, in my case, I wasn't working properly. So here's a fact. If I had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars buying a real franchise instead of $50 buying a virtual franchise, I would have made darn sure that I learned everything I needed to know to be successful, and I would have followed the system, which, as many of you know, I didn't do. But sadly, this business was just as important to Jenny and I as if we had bought a real franchise, because we hadn't had no plan B. This was our plan A. There was no other way for us to build a future in this country. And if we'd failed, we wouldn't be here now. We'd be back in England. So Eric and I, at the same point in our careers, decided to change our focus and develop the skills needed to become a professional. Not a doctor, not an athlete, not even an IBM engineer or manager as I had been. But that was a day that changed Eric's life, and it changed my life. In his book, Eric and I are going to go through and give you the fundamental principles that can guide you to becoming a Juice Plus professional if you buy the book and read it. If you should want to, and again, I'm not saying anyone needs to, should, has to. It's your choice, and it was my choice, but I hope you make that choice. And those principles have served us really well over the past two decades, just as they've served Eric well. And I know they will serve you just as well. So, as Eric says, welcome to this exciting new adventure. So, that was a quick overview of the introduction, and now let's get to chapter one. Subtitle, Network Marketing, translation, a.k.a. the Juice Plus Virtual Franchise, isn't perfect, it's just better. I would say it's much better. So, there is a better way, but it's different than we were taught in school. Eric goes on to describe his perfect career list. I've often used a list like this and called it the perfect business list. And it certainly describes, Eric's list certainly describes what we have after 23 years with this business, this great business. And, you know, to save time, I won't repeat it, but I would encourage you to read the list and to understand where this list comes from and understand that it is accurate. And then Eric goes on to describe how all jobs in the world we live in fall into one of five categories: blue collar, white collar, sales, traditional business ownership, and investing. And that's right on, spot on. And again, I'm not going to go into those or his descriptions of them, but his analysis, if you like, of the problem with each of them is absolutely right, in my opinion. Now, that doesn't mean to say that if you have a blue-collar job, a white-collar job, a sales job, or you own a traditional business, or you are an investor, we're not judging that in any way. But we are simply pointing out that network marketing done right, the Juice Plus virtual franchise done right, done properly, is simply better. Now he moves on to something which is truly profound. He describes what he calls the new economy, and he's not the first person to do this. I've seen this similar material. But the fact is, you know, in a sense, he does have a crystal ball, because this section of chapter one really does describe the future, and the future is already here, because the world as we know it has changed. And there are people who don't recognize that fact. And for those people, the future, the near future, will be the worst of times. But for the people who, like some of you, and certainly me, it will be, it already is, and it will be the best of times. You see, we're going through the biggest shift in our lifetime, maybe in several lifetimes. The world is moving toward what he calls, and I believe is, a performance economy. And it's already happening. And here's what that means. Already in many industries, and increasingly in the future, we will all be paid only for performance. We will not be paid for time. You know, I was paid mostly throughout my entire IBM career for my time, because I was never a salesman. I was never on commission. Eric also points out in Chapter 1 that in the new economy, we will need fewer people, mainly because of technology. Now, that's worrisome, as we are moving towards 7 billion people on this planet, but the new economy needs fewer people. So the opportunities for our next generation and their children, our sons and their children, to make a living the traditional way, those opportunities are declining, going away. So the best way that we know not only to survive but to thrive in this new economy where we're going to be paid for performance is network marketing, because that's exactly what the basis for which we are paid in network marketing, and certainly in Juice Plus. You know, it's only when people pay for Juice Plus that any of us are paid, which is exactly the way it should be. Now, Eric's perspective on network marketing is so right for Juice Plus. He says there are important products and services in the world today that need to be promoted to the people who need them. That's exactly what we have with Juice Plus. Juice Plus needs to be promoted. It needs to be explained. Our customers, our prospects need to be educated. And in fact, one feature of the new world, the new economy, is that the consumer is getting more and more wise and picky and choosy. And in fact, they demand information. They demand a lot of things that in the past they didn't demand. So again, we are perfectly placed with Juice Plus and our virtual franchise to satisfy the demands of the new consumer. More and more companies in future will choose a business model like ours because it fits this new economy. You know, those companies can provide all the corporate support and they can pay their reps on a purely performance basis to promote their products, which is just what we do. It's extremely efficient because in the new economy, word-of-mouth advertising is way better than any other form of promotion. So the company, like the Juice Plus company, can just take the money they would have spent on advertising and promotion and pay it to their reps to spread the word. That's what Juice Plus does. Sound familiar? So what that means for you and me as entrepreneurs, if you are an entrepreneur, is that you can receive all the benefits of traditional business ownership without the typical risks. And there will be no cap on your income because companies like ours want you to make as much as possible. Love it. So while our world and many companies in our world slowly wake up and catch up to the demands of the new economy, there is a catch to network marketing. And I warned you that Eric doesn't mince words. He doesn't beat about the bush. And so Eric Worry says, and the catch is, you must accept a temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. I love that. You must accept a temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. Now, it's not as bad as that for us in Juice Plus because we don't go out trying recruiting people most of the time. We don't try and hit people up with our deal. We share a fabulous product, Juice Plus, and Juice Plus is the superstar of our business and will always be the superstar of our business. And I hear some of you say, or at least think, but Juice Plus isn't network marketing. Correct. But some of your friends and my friends and family will insist on believing that it is. And that's okay. We can get past that. But here's the thing. As Eric points out, you and we are seeing the future before it becomes apparent to everyone else. You and we are the smart ones. You and we are the ones who are taking action to live a better life, as Eric explains. So stand on that knowledge that we see the truth before many of our friends and certainly most of our family do. Now, the reason some people have a dim view of network marketing, Eric says correctly, is that they've either tried one of these things before in the past or they know someone who has. And he goes on to describe how those people make a huge mistake because they think that they know, you know, five or six people who might do this. Their sister or brother will be great. Their friend loves this kind of thing, and they think that that's all it's going to take. And, of course, as we know, you should never prejudge because the one who you think will won't and the one who you think won't will. But unless you write down the names of the ones you think won't on your memory jogger, on your contact list, then you're not likely to get round to talking to them. So you're going to miss them completely. So those kind of people, instead of starting a real business, they think they've purchased a glorified lottery ticket. Right on, Eric. So they end up ripping up the ticket, and instead of taking responsibility for not really starting their business, they blame that deal and say, look, I've been there, I've done that, I talk to every person I know. Liar, liar. And that kind of business just doesn't work. Save your money. Sound familiar? Yep, we've heard it. I expect some of you have too. But as one wise man said, actually more than one, there aren't many of those negative people in the world, but they sure get around a lot. Companies like ours will pay unlimited amounts of money to people who can help the blind see. Thank you, Eric. That's genius. Who can educate the ignorant and who can build a community of like-minded people. Wow, that sounds like embrace, share, and inspire. One of our missions. So the truth is, this business, Juice Plus, is not perfect, but it's a lot better. Okay, chapter 2. Now we get down to where the rubber hits the road. Subtitle, if you're going to be involved in network marketing in Juice Plus, decide to be a professional. Decide to go pro. So I'm going to use that go pro expression a lot. Go pro. Now, many in Juice Plus won't decide that, and that's okay, as I've said. They won't decide to go pro, but many of you could, and I said I wouldn't say should, didn't I? But maybe you should, even if you haven't yet. You know, we came back from Orlando a couple of weeks ago, and some of you on the call were there, and you will confirm this, won't you, that many of those new national marketing directors giving their acceptance speeches up on stage in front of 5,000-6,000 people started out by saying, you know, when I started this business, I had no intention of building a business. But it's so common. So moving on. And this is where I kind of deviate from Eric quite a bit. But like him, there are three categories of people in Juice Plus. And I deviate because we are different, and we will get to the same place as he does, just via a different route. So, for us, those three people are the embracers, the sharers, and the inspirers, because those three terms represent embrace, share, inspire, our mission statement, and they represent the three stages that we go through. So, all new Juice Plus reps, gosh, I hope all, start as embracers because we love Juice Plus. We embrace the concept. We believe in it to a degree, although sometimes lack of knowledge and maybe lack of belief may dent the enthusiasm of some, at least at first. When we feel some obligation to share Juice Plus, because our belief has grown so much, when we want to help cover our costs, and or maybe when we get a glimpse of the opportunity represented by such a fantastic product, then we become sharers. We move beyond just simply embracing the concept of Juice Plus. And as sharers, by the way, I prefer embracers to Eric's posers. I really don't like the term poser. And I prefer sharers to amateurs, although at the sharing stage, we are but amateurs in the game. But sharers embrace Juice Plus, and we love and care for other people enough to go out there and share it with them. However, sharers may lack the vision, the conviction, the belief, or the desire to go beyond just sharing Juice Plus with a few. Perhaps they only want to cover their costs, as I said, and that's perfectly fine as a starting point. But if they never get a true vision for the business and what it could mean for them, if they never connect their dreams for their future and their family's future to what our business can offer, then they may never become inspirers. And by the way, as we will discuss as we go through this book study, and as most of us already know, it is events that will pull most people across the line to become inspirers. So what are inspirers? Well, inspirers, in contrast to sharers, are business builders, or at least they want to be business builders. They recognize that they can make a much greater impact with our wonderful products and our great business by building a team, and some discover that they will do so by building leaders within their team. So one of the new national marketing directors in England has built a team of 550 reps on her team with over 5,000 customers in about 18 months. Oh, golly, what a difference she is making. Now, I don't hold that up as, well, it is a kind of carrot. I certainly don't hold it up as a stick for those of us who aren't achieving that. That is, well, I should say that in the past has been most unusual, although it's not so unusual right now in England, which is really fun. But moving on, there are three levels of inspirers, which are pretty close to Eric's three levels or three types in network marketing. And level one inspirers, they want it, but perhaps they depend too much on luck, as Eric describes. You know, perhaps they don't want to work too quite as hard. Their belief in Juice Plus is strong, but perhaps they're too selective about who they share Juice Plus with. Maybe they don't want to offend or come across as a salesperson. That's very common. I know that feeling. Perhaps they don't like aspects of our system, our business model. Some people don't like the parties, and of course that's optional. Or maybe they just are not willing or able to commit to the business as a high priority, and we certainly understand that. Level 2 inspirers, on the other hand, understand what it takes and have a much higher level of desire, but perhaps they just don't want to talk to that many people. Because the truth is, and you'll hear this over and over again, we must say less to more. But that means, in truth, we must say much less than some of us do, guilty, say much less to way more people. And maybe, as Eric points out, that level 2 inspirers are amateur in their thinking. So maybe like Eric, when he was an amateur, he focused on luck. He was always worried about, did I get in early enough? Could I be the youngest top-level person in the company? How many other leaders were there or in the local market? Is the company too big? Is the company too small? He's just obsessed with the idea of timing. He also focused, as an amateur, on positioning. Was I in the right organization? Did other people have a better position than me? Maybe he didn't have the right upline, We don't hear that often at all in our business, and that's a blessing because we really are very different. But he also focused on shortcuts, always looking for an angle, any gimmick. Newspaper advertising, okay. Passing out flyers, I'm in. Door-to-door, let's try it. We don't do any of those things, thank goodness. But interestingly, he said the internet didn't exist when he was an amateur, as it didn't for me either. In fact, one of the very few wise choices I made was to not use the computer at all until we made National Marketing Director. That's really hard to believe now, but it's true, folks. But he said, just to imagine how crazy he would have been and I would have been over all the internet tactics he could have used to distract himself. And the internet can be great, but it can also be a huge distraction, folks. So we have to learn to discern between the next gimmick and a true, timely trend. That's not easy, but we can do it together. For instance, many of you have had great success with Thirsty Thursdays because they can be simple, friendly, and very effective. On the other hand, we haven't been as effective with Complete Transformation, but looking forward to our Phoenix conference because I think we'll have some great news in 6 months, 5 months, about Complete Transformation, because the Juice Plus company is watching, learning, and they'll be moving. So quickly now, level 3, professional inspirers. Professional inspirers want to build teams, and they know what it takes to become a true Juice Plus professional. I love what Eric says about ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. You can read more about that in Chapter 2. And I do want to comment on the fact that it takes great humility for someone like Dr. Du Bois, Dr. Mitra Ray, Dr. Doug Odom, to go back to Juice Plus Elementary School, Juice Plus High School, and then Juice Plus University. But they chose to do that, and their success is the result. And for me, it was a massive exercise in humility to finally accept that I had to start at the bottom, take a mental enema to get rid of lots of IBM baggage and learn a new profession from scratch and follow the system. As Eric says, it takes time to learn the skills, but the beauty of this business is you can earn while you learn. And it's my observation that most people who reach National Marketing Director, They haven't mastered these skills yet. It's not that they've mastered the skills so that they became a National Marketing Director. They still have a lot of work to do to master the skills so that they can really lead their teams effectively. And here's an example that in England right now, and you're going to hear me mention England quite a lot, they are promoting new qualified, don't feel bad at anybody on the call, but they're promoting new qualifying National Marketing Directors after only 3 or 4 months in the business, and one of their newest national marketing directors is only 19 years old. Now, you can bet they have not mastered all these skills. As Eric commented, they are much more ignorance on fire than knowledge on ice. And they're making jolly good money. You can bet that. So the trick for them and us is not to get complicated or complacent, to not stop learning while we're earning, to be earning while we're learning. And bottom line, they are having a lot of fun with what they're doing. So we're going to find ways to inject way more fun into this business. So let's just jump straight to chapter 3. Like any professional, we need to learn some skills. There are 3 elements to each of our Juice Plus businesses. First, we all have the Juice Plus company's products, the Juice Plus family. So if some of us are more successful than others at getting customers, well, maybe it's not the products. We all have the same business model with the same compensation plan, the virtual franchise. So again, if some are more successful in this business than others, maybe it's not the business model at fault. So the third element is the most important. It is the you element or the me element, because we, you and I, are the only variable. What makes the difference between those who are successful and those who aren't? Well, it is as simple as 2 things. The choice to take this business seriously, the choice to become a professional, and based on that choice, the decision that you and I will learn what it takes, learn the skills that it takes to be successful. And this is where we get to the skills. Eric lists 7 skills, only 7, none of them very complicated, all of them very learnable, that it takes to become a professional, to go pro. Now, I've added one because he's missing one. For our business, we need to add customer care. So I will email out these to you. These are the skills that we need, the skills at finding prospects for our customer, for our products, and for our business. Skill number 2, inviting prospects to understand what we have to offer. Number 3, sharing Juice Plus and the virtual franchise with those prospects. Number 4, following up with your prospects. Oh, yeah, follow-up is where the fortune is. Helping your prospects become customers or reps, skill number 5. Skill number 6, caring for your customers to make them raving fans. Number 7, helping your new rep get started right. And number 8, promoting events. That is the overview. That is setting the foundation. And I want to encourage everyone to go buy the book, because there are no more freebies to read. If you're going to join our book study, you can learn a lot by just listening in, but you'll got to get a lot more out of it by buying the book and reading the book. We look forward to continuing this adventure, this journey through GoPro, the book, over the next several weeks, right through to the end of the year, when at that point we will start our next 90-day challenge. And I'm hopeful of seeing even better results in the 90-day challenge, because we have been putting into good effect all the lessons and skills from this book, GoPro.